What about with reference to the surrounding society, let's say the non-Mennonites in particular, or even some of the United Mennonites or MBs, what kind of reactions do you notice as in the early years when you were working with the group? Has it changed much, or how? What are
the very first place society's attitudes? The United Mennonite Church had them and then was turned off because of their low moral standards and no value to roots. Like they would move or leave. You give them a household furniture, and well, you've heard that over and over again. Mm-hmm. But that's changing.
Among the Mexican Mennonites.
Yes, they're starting to.
Are you saying they tend to be more sedentary, more
root
settled?
Root themselves in and stick to one job. Like they would sometimes say, "Well, I'll be to work tomorrow morning," and they would be to work. And somebody offered 50 cents an hour more, they wouldn't say anything to their boss or say. They'd leave everybody in a lurch. And with appointments, too, it's been hard. We've drilled that into them at school. If you have an appointment at 10:30 at the doctor's and you're not there, he takes someone else, then you may not have an appointment that day. And they sometimes couldn't understand why. I was to be there at 10:30. I came at 11 and the guy wasn't there. Well, you're to be there then at 10:30. You know, things like that. We all have problems keeping appointments, but they were known not to pay too much attention to appointments. So, but the community itself here, it's a little bit afraid of them because of their dress. They don't want to associate too terribly close with them. I think if they change their outside manner, they're acceptable because I think our...
they don't notice any difference, and so they don't treat them any differently?
They've had their small problems in school, and again, this is the children with their different lunch baskets, their different attire, and again, we've tried to tell them through the school system that, like the adult education, it's style here to laugh at someone, but you laugh with them. You know, then you're the funny guy. And it has to do with a little bit of popularity. The guy that's never noticed isn't. So we've tried to turn this handicap into an asset for them. Mm-hmm. And for some it's worked beautifully, but not for everybody, and it's not going to because it depends on your attitude. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that, I think it's fairly good.
You mentioned earlier some kind of bit of social ostracism.
Well,
surrounding society, has there been a lot of that, or only minor amounts?
Again, the deep rootedness of is more the man's. How are they morally? If they their moral standards are higher, they're more apt to be accepted. Yeah, but if you get a family whose moral standards are low, and then the habit they wear, the whole culture, the whole thing, then, you know, turns them off. So you get both again. And this is where you see some of them have done awfully well, and they maybe will get a nicer house to live in, and they stay longer, and, you know. Mm-hmm. But we've had some very bad ones.
So it's very hard to generalize, you're saying.
Just
that
about like any other nationality, depending on the reaction, again, of the person playing the part. Now, if I go out to register for night classes, and some of them are open and want to come and explain why they are a little bit hesitant, and we talk about it, discuss it, and they're fine, and the next one, use that veltlich, and they're almost ready to slam the door, and there's things going on in the house you wouldn't condone in your own home, and so right away, you know? And they have a lot of people that are like so and like so. Mm-hmm. But poverty, of course, for where they come from,
from Mexico, you mean?
Yeah, shows as they come, and it's hard on people to accept that.
Do they talk a lot about Mexico?
If you ask them, they'll get into telling you things.
What are they?
Not without being asked, you know.
They don't unless you ask. Can you generalize? Do they say certain things usually, or is it generally negative, or is it positive?
Most of them, and then Mexico is negative. An odd one who, you know, you want to be proud of everything, you want to say, oh, it's not that bad, it's, you know, we can have it all there too, we just haven't bothered yet, you know. You get that too. Mm-hmm. In fact, the girl that's starting this morning at Nicklin House, maybe Mr. Friesen will fill you in about her, her mother has taken all the classes. Mm. She just doesn't miss, well, I shouldn't say all, she didn't take the singing, but she took the craft and the English and was all, never missed, unless she was deathly ill or something, but she was always there. And yet to somebody else, I heard she was running it down. So I said to her one day, right as the class was coming in, I said, there's something wrong. Somebody's, I've many places today, they're telling me that you're so mad at us for teaching you English and something is wrong. Well, no, there wasn't. I said, well, so-and-so said it right out in the open. And, of course, she felt very bad and said, well, I said that and that, but that was because of that and that, you know. But here was somebody giving me a real hard time and never missing a thing. So, now, there's, you know. But I suppose when there's a group together, because, you know, we haven't reached nearly all of them, because when you get this 165 people, a lot of them are members of the same family.
Yes.
If you will get the mom and dad, you'll get four or five kids.
Yeah.
So it isn't as, you're not gone as far as you think you have. If you register 165 for a course generally in high school, you've got touched a lot of families. So it's not the same.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Your family size or the number of families you hit, maybe 30, 40 or something like that?
Yeah, it's not, well, maybe a little more because some of them we have one person too. But it's
generally
not as vast as it sounds. But the interest is growing. We can feel it. And I always stress, like a lot of them don't like to be in church every Sunday. And I'm not the greatest one to go to church every Sunday either. But because they're brought up that way, they get back to church. Be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't figure out, you know, I'm supposed to be, as far as they thought years ago, with this Weltmensch, telling them to go to their own church while I'm teaching them English, that didn't register right. So it worked out good.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out very good.
But the
general attitude in the neighborhood is they are leery, weary of them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, so many children in the house. That's a handicap in the neighborhood
for
the way we live today.
Right.